MasterChef, one of my favourite shows on TV at the moment. And it's back on tonight, of course, 7:30 after the project on the Win Network. Meta Chin from New South Wales. He's 54 years of age. He's a project manager. Unfortunately eliminated from the competition last night. We got him on the dog and bone. G'day, Meta. How are you?
G'day, guys. How are you all?
Great to catch up with you. Thank you for joining us on the show this morning. Unfortunately, it all come undone for you last night in the pressure test. Maggie Beer, of course, came into the competition. She had that fantastic apple tart to tin. And unfortunately for you, it all came undone in the kitchen. The pressure must have got to you, did it?
Yeah, unfortunately I had a, what they call a bad hair day, and my apples, I peeled them and I got blood all over them. I had to start all over again. So that was the, I guess, the undoing of me from that point.
Well, that's right, because you never had a chance to cook the apples right through. I think the pastry was not up to scratch as well, but the custard and the ice cream was amazing, apparently.
Yes, yes. Maggie Bear, not me, a personal note, she was very happy with my ice cream and custard.
Making as far as you did in the competition, and being even to be accepted into the MasterChef kitchen, is a great honour and privilege. You must have loved your short stay, did you?
I did. I have a chance to meet some wonderful people, the other contestants whose I have become friends with, and some of the producers have been very nice and kind to all of us.
So I believe originally you're from Malaysia.
I'm Malaysian Chinese born, yes, correct.
Yeah, terrific, good stuff. And of course the Hakka food over there is quite amazing, isn't it?
Well, I guess because there's a lot more Hakka people there, so therefore there's, you know, a lot more opportunity to experience and try different things. Now, as I mentioned in the show, Hakka food we have is salty, fatty, and fragrant, and that's become the basis of the cuisine that I cook.
It really is delicious food. I've been lucky enough to travel over to Malaysia a couple of times now, and
let me tell you,
the Hakka food is to die for. Absolutely love it. So where do you go from here, Meta?
It's a good question. I don't really know at the moment, because I'm hoping there are opportunity for me to go more forward with my food dream side of things. Otherwise, I have to go back to reality and start looking for a job that can earn me some income, you know. So it's a tough question. I really don't know yet at this point in time.
Yeah, and what are your thoughts on the dynamic trio of Matty Preston, Gary Megan, and also George Kalamboris? What were your thoughts on those guys?
They're great, you know, great people.
Yeah.
They love their food. We all have similar interests in food, and therefore, you know, we enjoy the company and also get to know them and what their preferences are. And the reason why I got into pressure test because they didn't like too much spicy food.
Well, that's right. East meets West, unfortunately, tossed you into the pressure test, didn't it?
Correct, yes.
It was a good idea, but unfortunately it didn't pay off for you, no.
No, sometimes you just have to take risks. Sometimes it pays off, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah. Well, you're a champion, mate. We love your smile, and you've been absolutely fantastic in the competition. Always smiling, which is great to see. Meta Chin, thank you so much for your time this morning, mate, all right?
No, thank you. Thank you for having me, and I hope your listener have a chance to learn about Hakka food a little bit and get a chance to try it out.